This is AP News Minute. Tens of thousands of spectators are again expected to line the streets of Manhattan to watch the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The parade tradition started in 1924 and it's grown year after year. This year, Kung Fu Panda and Spider-Man will lead the way. South Korea's president is vowing to boost security around islands near the site of this week's artillery attack by North Korea. 4 South Koreans were killed in that attack. Meantime, North Korea is lashing out at the U.S. and the South, warning of more retaliation if Seoul carries out reckless military provocations. An Alabama man convicted in his wife's honeymoon death in Australia is now on his way back to the U.S., where he will likely face murder charges. Gabe Watson is set to land in Los Angeles today. The Australian government only deported Watson after Alabama officials agreed not to seek the death penalty. The Food and Drug Administration says major brands of caffeinated alcohol drinks have to be off the store shelves by mid-December. The agency said the combination of caffeine and alcohol led to alcohol poisoning, car accidents, and assaults. At least 4 states have banned the beverages. Shirley Smith, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.